So we're holding on the Talmud Beis by the two lines into the Gemara. So we just said Eretz Amin. So Beis HaPras, we explained that's the field where there's somebody buried in the field, and somebody plowed through the field. So Eretz Amin. The next thing was Eretz Amin. So Yivoyelu Eretz Amin. Mishum Avira Gozel Leho. Azum Mishum Gusha Gozel Leho. Now the Gaon takes out the word Goz. The Gaon reads it Mishum Avira or Mishum Gusha. When they put the tumah on Eretz Amim, is it only when the person's walking on the ground, so he's having their contact with the ground? But they didn't put a tumah on the avir, or they put a tumah on the avir as well. So he's in a boat, he's in a wagon, he's being carried in a box. Does he have a tumah? They put a tumah on the avir. So just being in the avir would make him tumah. They put a tumah on the actual gush, the actual physical substance. So it's only if the person would be in contact with the ground. Okay. It says in the Mishnah, Umaza Beslishi Rishvi, these things, even though they do not generate a halacha by Nazir that he has to be Migaleach and bring Karbonis and restart his counts, but he does have to be Umaza Beslishi Rishvi. So the Amrit Avira, Mishum Avira, Hazol Lomali. So this is not regular tumas oil, of tumas mace, because he's inside something which would halachically block the tumah normally. The box is large enough to not makabel tumah, and therefore it would block the tumah. And still we're saying he's tame. So that's not your regular tumas mace. So why would Chazal be misakin a din of hazos shlishi yishvi for that? If it's because of gush, so we're saying if he has, when he's walking on the land, we said that we're concerned that at some point he might be mile over the mace. Okay, there might be a mace there, and therefore Chazal where it goes to a tumah. And as it's all, they were very much more careful where they placed the mason. So we don't have to worry about such a possibility. Garrett Salman, there it goes. There, anywhere a person walks, he might be being mal on the tumah at that moment.
The mace that he might be mal over. Are we saying that the mace is a mace amim or?
According to Reb Shimon, we're worried maybe he'll, since the tumah is a din and gush, he might cause the mace to move. So there's masa. There might be a bone there. There's maga. If you hold it, like the chachamim, there's a chashash of oil. So all of those things are possible when you're dealing with the actual ground.
And we're concerned about a mace that's a goy.
Talking about
okay.
You know, the assumption of most Rishonim is that that which we exclude, even according to the Shim, which exclude a goy from the tumah is only from tumah's oil.
Mm-hmm.
There's one sheet of Rishonim that according to the Yerayim, it says according to Shimon, there's no tumas. Mago or Masa, I'm trying to remember. So the Shach says that, you know, the Moshal Halakha Maisa, the way he brought down Halakha Maisa, the Shach says that it's appropriate to be machmer where the Shita that Akam has tumas oil. It doesn't pass, and it's a full fledged kiyuv. So if it's just appropriate, so we say the case where a car needs to go into the hospital, and maybe there's a mace there. Roy tells me that the mace in food stores, the mace is, even if there is a mace there, it's an akum. Mm-hmm. So the shash is oil. So he has no reason to go. Just like touring hospitals, we would say that don't go. He says he has a reason to go, so he should go, even leave, you know, without skunas of ashes. But with regards to touching or masa, except for the Rireim, there would be concern of, you know, of maga and masa. The Rireim says he doesn't have one. I think he doesn't have masa. He has maga. He doesn't have masa, right? He doesn't have maga. According to, he learns from Shimon, there's no maga. There's only no masa either. There's only maga. Right, so if he would touch the mace wearing gloves, there's no maga. It touches the mace wearing gloves, he's still moving it. There's still movement, so that's masa. So he wears gloves. According to him, you have an eitzim. We don't have it. That's a shittas yachid.
I mean, these cases in the field and things like that, we're assuming then that the nazir knows that there's a mace or something.
The dinner base of pras is there was the nazir, but there was a kever there. That's not a fact.
Right.
And then they plowed the field.
They plowed the field knowing there was a kever there.
Well, the they is very nebulous over here. It doesn't mean the nazir did it. So,
no, somebody knew there was a kever. Right, so, somebody plowed that. The somebody who knew there was a kever plowed the field where there was a kever.
Right. So there's a there's definitely. I'm not remembering whether it's a Rav or Tosfos Yom Tov on the Mishnah of Beis HaPras. The dinner of Beis HaPras are discussed in the last parak in Ayilus. It might be a Rav quotes a Gemara, and I don't know where the Gemara is. That really, the Chashash that it took a bone, Kasara, and it stayed on the plow for 100 Amas is quite minimal. It's not a real chashash d'oraisa. They gave it partially as a kenas for the fact that he was willing to plow the field knowing that there was a kever there, which means in a case where he did not know there was a kever there, they did not make the gzera, and the field would not be tome. But I don't remember where he quotes it from.
And he knows it's not a low plug.
What?
And he assumes it's not a.
Yeah, I was like, it's a quote from someone. I remember the detail. I don't remember where it's from. But that yeah. I don't remember if it's a Robert Tessa's Yom Tov. I don't remember where the source for it is either. But I remember that fact. I don't remember why.
It's common in Israel, right? I mean, to some extent, I mean, in terms of they're doing some work on ground, and someone says, "Hey, this was a farm there."
There was a what?
There was a farm there.
Right. So if they would proceed further and use the field as a regular field, that's when the Knesset would start, right? But Eretz Amim is a separate, you know, with them over here, Eretz Amim. So Chazal made a tumah, a person goes in there to Amim, he's tumah. So is that only if he's in contact with the ground? Or they even put a tumah just being in the air?
But I understand that the process, I mean, the knas would only go on the person, you know, let's say the person who plowed the field was a Kohen, was a Nazir. But
no, it's inappropriate to plow a field when there's a kever there.
Right,
so
right.
we put a tumah on the field.
And Sam, but if you view it as a knas, then this third person who has sort of nothing to do with the
okay, they put a tumah. The knas was tumah. You can't say it's a tumah for Beryl and not for Shmerel. So once they put the tumah there, they put tumah there. It's inappropriate action generates a tumah, but it's a tumah. It's not on the person who plowed. It's on the person who walks through the field. Okay, so the Mor says that for the fact that he has to be Mazam Shlishi Yishvi, it has to be Tumas Gush, because Tumas Aber doesn't really have a parallel in Tumas Mace. So whatever Tumas they want to put on it, it's not going to function like Tumas Mace. So why would it have a din of Hazar Shlishi Yishvi? Allah Mishum Gusha. So Mor says, you see from the Mishnah that if it's Maza Shishi and Shvi, then it must be that the Tumah is a Tumah on the Gusha of the ground. Now, Tosis. That we have in Shabbos, there is a Tumas Gush. I think we talked about that if a person would, you know, one of the Mor gave a case. So the tumah on a piece of dirt from Chutz Lords, even if it's brought to Eretz Yisrael. So the person would get a letter. How they seal a letter? They would take a piece of clay, you know, stamp on it, and that would be the way they seal a letter. Well, you just got a piece of clay from Chutz Lords. So if there's a certain size, so that generates a tumah. So there is a tumah on the gush. The question is, if there's a tumah on the aver besides that, is the Mishal of the Gemara. So Mor says, look, that the tumah over here is a din even on the avir. Chiktani, the din of mazir shishin and shvi is ashara. It's going on the other tumas which are mentioned in the Mishnah, because those are clearly tumas which are tumas mace. It might be the rabbanon of tumas mace, a base of pras, kachus pros. Gavul Doifik, Revius Dam, Al Rav Atzamas, Kalamalik Mameis. Those are Tumas Meis. But there are definitely a list of things in the Mishnah which do not have a din of Mimasa Shishan Shi, because it mentioned Sofrai and Gomri of a Mitzara. So it can't be going in all the cases. So similarly, when it said Eretz Amim, I could say the Maaser Shishi Shvi is not referring to that. The Morris would actually bring a different raya. So Morris is Kitani Hashara. So when the Mishnah says Maaser Shishi Shvi, so Schachas Pros, Besa Pras, Eretz Amim, Gerlal, Doifik, Revius Dam, Rebat Samus, Kelmelegim and Mace, May Sofroi, May Gomers. You have 11 cases in the Mishnah. The Din of Master Shishan Shri is not going back at all 11. The Mor says, how do I know that? So that I can say it's not going back in Eretz Amim either. Hachanan Mistabra, that the phrase of Maz Mashish Shri is not going on all of them. So that if a person is a person who's Negeb Bekalim is. If the mace is an aviyah voice, the keli is an av. I know. And the person is only a rishon. The person is only a rishon. There's no din of hazor shishi and shvi. So that he's tamei, but he does not have a din of being mazah shishi and shvi. So you see, it's not going in all of that. Now the Gemara is going to come back to that. What's the case of the kalim? The kalim is some of the case of if he have voice or an av. You'll have to see some of the choices over here on this. El Shamino Ashar. So where it says it must be going on other cases. Now, now the word Kalim in the Morris question, it says Mitzadik Kalim like a mace. Hani Bnei Hazonino. It's going on the person who touched, not the Kalim. So Hani Kalim Bnei Hazonino doesn't make any sense. We're not discussing whether you have to be masa on the kli. We're discussing if you have to be masa on the person who touched the kli. So the going takes out the word Kalim. Let's see the rush. There's a din of tumah being in the air, even if there's no oil over the substance. He's in a wagon. You have a gimel?
Yes,
okay. What do you have? What?
Which word is it?
I feel an enomal al.
Enomal al no say.
No say. What do you have?
No say.
What do you? I think the word gush makes more sense, but and I say it could be
font too.
What?
It's also a very small font.
Right.
You know, maybe it is a good gimel.
It might. It would make much more sense, but mine has a nun. Okay, thank you, Steve. Well, make it a gimel again. So the word noise means like mean the subject matter. You know, say, because we're not talking about too much noise over here. Masa. Feel it on mile on the. He's not being mile on the item, but I would have preferred the goosh is much more. He's not miles on the actual physical thing. Okay, thank you. Ganichlas lo bekorin ubesvina. He goes in a wagon or in a ship. By b'shita teva migdol shemazikim mem saw. So if he goes in a box, anything which is makabel tum is not chaytis b'fnei atum. But the loch is a wooden clay made out of wood which can hold 40 saw. It's not a makabel tuma. So if he goes in a large box, which could hold 40 saw, it's not a makabel tuma, but chaytis b'fnei atum, and then it's chaytis. It'll prevent the tumas oil. You tell me that even if he's going in a way which tumas may should not apply to him, it's not really a tumah because there's no tumah like that. Means they gave a person a din of tumah as a motivation not to go to chutz l'aretz, but not that they're regressing because there is a tumah out there that we're worried about maybe he interfaced with. So that's what it is. That tumah that they're being geyser has nothing to do with mace. So then hazal amali alam shum gusha. There has to be that the tumah is because of gusha. They were geyser and prisons in chutz l'aretz when he is stepping on the face of the land. They gave him a concern of tumas mates. How so? Because they were not careful to mark where somebody was buried. So any place there's a possibility that he's being mal on a mace. So there goes a tumor. And that's why who the boy is on, that's why he needs a zor.
Does it make a difference, like Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah?
An exera? No. It's exera, they're one, it's not the race.
Yeah, no, I
think so. You're right, you would use the clothing of. We discussed this before. When Chazal make exera, many times, and most times, really there's two parts of the exera. There's the why and there's the what. Right? Chazal, the reason why they make the exera, that's the why. But when they make the exera, they like to fit it, if they can, into the rules of Keder Isatike. So nobody's arguing why Chazal made the, they don't have to argue why Chazal made the tumah. They can both agree that Chazal made the tumah because they don't want people going to Chuslor. The question is when they didn't make, but once they made the Xera, they want to put a tumah on being there. Did they follow the rules of a known tumah that we have, tumas mace? So we'll give a person a din as if he was vading mile on the mace. Okay, well that's true if you're on the Gush, there's no Aver, you're on the Aver. So we didn't give a din of a suffer because that wasn't our point. The point was to say maybe there's a mace there, you have to come to me. The point was we don't want you to be here, so you want to make your tome. When you make your tome, as if you're a vading mile on a mace. So then you have to meet the criteria of being mile on a mace. Or they just created this brand new magical tumor called Eretz Amen. So that's the words grappling with. But I don't think the words is something that's got arguing with what the motivation is. So the Rosh Hashanah wouldn't make a difference.
Well, I'm saying because if it's ain't Doraisa, so under Doraisa, so if you would say Safek Tumashus Rabbim Star.
Right, because we're not giving dinner of Safek, we're giving dinner of Avada.
Okay.
If we come and say, listen, we're worried, maybe there are Mason, and that's the reason why we're made the Tumah, then we have a question. What about Rosh Hashanah? If that's not the reason, so I'm not making Cain. I'm not dealing with self. I'm dealing with. I want to make you tome. So I'll say, well, even Rosh Hashanah, if you're vadi mal, you're tome. So I'm making you as if you were vadi mal. I can make you as I want as long as I fit into the rice. So I'm not sure how to, you know, what is the, you know, what is the thought process of Gemara on that? Okay. Ani kalem bnei hazon, you know, pirish adam and gabe kalem bar hazohu etamia lo kli abatuma adam and gabe rishon betamei tumas arif, and there's no din of hazoh if he's only talking tumas arif. Take a look at Tyson over here. It's in the first second wide line. So Tosha says the mashulei da filo of klishetev iri should not go meis. We're not talking about klimatas. We're talking about klishetev, which means kalim, which can be, which klishetev is a phrase used to exclude. It's a phrase used to exclude Kriheris. Other kelim besides klimatas. The nagam and beis, the habu abatuma, the din of cherik and chol was only klimatas. But the mission says kelim, including wooden kelim. Which they become an av. Can get behind his tummy to his erev? Can he get a mace? Can he get a tummy mace by alma? Well, the boy has a shaman or a shar. Then he asks, okay, so if your only source of a proof is from Kalim, in other words, the Mitzara is not a riot because that's clearly a different idea. But of the 11 cases, 9 of them are Tuma, not the Mitzara, the Tuma's mace. So if none of those are an exception, why is Eretz Amim going to be the exception? So the Mora says, I'll prove it to you. Well, one of those is an exception. Caleb is the exception. So she says, why? Maybe the case is from a case of Klimatis. And then it's not an exception. Then a Caleb and Klimatis, my read the Adam and Gabraham, tell me to Mazayan. Boy, I saw Gimel Mazayan. The Cherub is Hareo Kecholo. We're going to tell the Al-Karhul of Mesukhtim Asizim and Klimatis, the Inkan and Anozim and Galeach. The Cherub Hareo Kecholo means totally. So not only would he be Master Shishi and Shvi, Anozim would lose his count because of Cherub. V'sholach le Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. So one of the Balei Tosfos was named was Reb Chaim Kohen. Ezer Bais Shetivnu li, a play off the pasuk in Yeshaya. You're telling me the im should be, I think. Yeah, the im nozim galechalov who didn't the kain muzrolov. Ben lechabayish ain bo shum klimatis shoyi bo elamais. A shum master. There is a nail that was made from metal, which was so where am I supposed to live? That which you're saying, that the din of the don't tell me is one thing, but there's an issur b'kayin to be metam himself. So being an oil with a mace is being metam himself. Like I said before, he's stepping up the tumah from being tamei to get while he's with the mace, he has a din of tumah b'chiburin. So kayin is muzer, even if he's tamei nowadays, everybody's tamei, but he's still muzer to be metame. Ibn Osir is megalech, kayin is muzer. So, can we tell the smachos? Kol tumah shanozim megalech ala kayin muzer ala. Okay. So, if you're telling me that a nozer is megaleach and kherber kecholo, so it's not just a log that it generates tumah, but it generates a din of nozer megaleach. It also makes a kayin muzer on it. So, where am I supposed to live? In other words, he's saying they can't be.
You're assuming that a house once had a mace in it. You're saying like, well, a kohen can never go into that house again.
Right. Well, the kohen never go in the house. If there's any keli, any keli in any house, whichever was with a mace. Right.
So Rebbe was saying before somebody did the tahara. So somebody has their keys on them when they do the tahara. They go home for Shabbos. They shouldn't have a kohen open. Because the keys are in the house and in the room.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know, you're not you're creating if the point this is going to say that he disagrees with this sheet of Rebbeinu Tam. Chevra Kecholo means it's on the same level of tumah to generate tumah regards to the din of kain muzer le'ah. Kain muzer to metam lemeis, not to metam to a cheruv of the meis. You know, Chevra Kecholo, and therefore nos is not megaleach. And he brings to me a raya. So the man you're talking about is after b'misefta zoyelus. Yeah, chash of hasam dal tumis b'meis. That it's possible that four people have tumis meis. Case of kelim and logim b'meis. So the mace is on a via voice. The keli touches the mace, becomes on a via voice. Then the other mekelim, the person touches that, he becomes an av. The kelim b'adam, and then the kelim touch the person, so they become cherub. Chachol works a second time. So if the mace is a via voice, the kli touches that, so it becomes a viavois. Person touches that, he becomes an av. The kelim touches the person, becomes an av. And then something touches that, becomes a rishon. So the first year to him is Zayim, Revi, Bein Adam, Bein Kelim, is the main to Maser. We cover ben the rum the tumah of the kachim. These halacha that the tumah continues through the kli to the person is only regard to that he has dinei tumah of being usher for tumah and kachim etc. Avon nazar ein megaleach el ala meis bavad. Pirish the mutei kelim and argument meis the ayir behem. So it doesn't mean to exclude the havadi megaleach al ayir men a meis ayir men a chai even megaleach al ayir men a chai we said before. So what's it come to exclude? But Kaylee doesn't have that din that it's that Nashus Megalechala. Well, Carl Masis and the Hossam Bimaklimatas Ari. Don't answer you talking Klishatev. Deep Klishatev, he actually used to make him Dalit. Dav Klimatas. The only way you can get that there's three things which have Tumas Zion is using the rule of Chabre Kukolo. And still it says, not just not Megaleach. So, and therefore the Kaira is not Muslim that either. So then Tosfos Kasha was, so why does the Gemara say our Mishnah is talking about Klimatis? So it says, "Shalav hachi kimlon d'ktaniya ashara kolav akulukoi ma'azu b'gilma zayin." Because it says the Mishnah, you may suffer may gomroi d'lav ne'azon nino. So being daicha the raya from Kaylee is not going to solve your problem. So the Gemara just left it. But the other problem we have in our Gemara is. Mishmait and Kashal Lamash appears to Rabbi Bitzel Misim Punt. The Mishmait in Ireland is Bema Klimatis, Bema Sharkalim, Kula Gabinim and Klimatis, during Chavarek of Holo. Within Sharkalim. So, where's the case over here that you only have two, that you don't need Hazosh Shishin Shvi? That means it's only, he's only Tomei for one day. That's called Tumas Erev. He's Tomei till the evening. He doesn't need Hazosh Shishin Shvi. Why? He's touching a Kedah, which touched the mace. See if. That's a lot only in Klimat, because our more we're talking about other types of Kalim. If you tell me any Kli which touches the maize, even a wooden one, has then becoming Kimais, so the person is telling me 7 days, not one day. And he needs a Dosh Tishin Shri. Which the guy takes out the word Caleb. Lava Caleb and Logan Mames. Allah saw from Begomroy Koi. It's going on to Mesa Begomroy. I the more quotes Caleb, the more means Bechulu. But the Koi Basarachi, Behavi Kimoi Bechulu. But the Tatai says below near Loimer. I'm not happy with that answer. That person gets involved in trying to bring rise to that child. May Harav Rabbeinu Herod something, right? No, it's saying, quote, that this is from so-and-so, period. Now, you better get we're not questioning for the sheet of the Rebbeinu Tam al Maisa, but theoretically, Chaim Kohn is right that the Rebbeinu Tam makes things very challenging. He was a Talmud of Rebbeinu Tam, Reb Chaim Kohn.
I wonder what, you know, they did, and sort of, you know, Rebbeinu Tam's period, I mean, he was, you know, he got the all right, I mean.
That's why you see the Rebbe Chaim's loss was aided by his shetivli. So what do you want me to do? Like, where am I supposed to live?
I find it fascinating to talk about this. Look in the papers. At any given time, there's always some ancient burial ground, and this is being raised for this building, for that building. or this road.
Right.
So Chama knew what they were doing.
Right.
It seemed far-fetched to me.
Okay. Let's leave it.
So there are 11 items in the Mishnah,
right.
And I guess we have two of them that do not require Shlishi or Shvi.
For sure, two, yeah.
For sure, two. They're kind of intermixed, they're not separated out between the first two and the last two, or even next to each other.
Well, the last two are based up from Megomra. Those for sure do not have the Din of Hazor Shlishi Shvi, because that's Mitzara. That's Tumas Mitzara. Then we're saying that the that Kamalogim Mace also doesn't have that. And Eretz Amim is interesting. Eretz Amim and Beis HaPras are mentioned in other Mishnayos adjacent to each other. Say if it's a Tumas Mace, it makes a lot of sense. These Xeris, you know, they're running, the regards are on a whole like a whole area, a whole shetach. You know, if it's this other din, it is a little bit funny. But even then, it does have a similarity in that sense that your regards are on the shetach. So it's not totally off to put those two together. Even though the mechanism and the reason is different.
Owns a base of crops, right? Where the cloud is in the field. Every time it goes in the field, it's got a
mission. Yeah, well, you know, if he's a Kohen or a Yisrael?
Everybody all the time.
Well, the more it talks about it, the context of, you know, the person wants to be bringing a Korban Pesach. Not limited to Africa, to a Kohen. Either, you know.
And you've got the din of Re'iyah. So three times a year, he's got a. At least three times a year, he's got to deal with this issue.
The Gemara, the Mishnah offers an option of how you can be Matara based upon. You can remove the top three Tvachim of soil. Or you could put down another three Tvachim of soil. You know, there's, but then the Mishnah also gives an option of how a person without being Matara can walk through the field without becoming Tameh. He can check as it goes along. So a person's been a payoff. It's a tedious process.
Yeah, we have that.
Yes, we have. So presumably, if you leave it and make it through it.
Right. It's not tar for the next guy.
One might suggest you could, you know, pay forth the entire field.
Entrepreneur would make the Taurus base of Pras business.
Yeah.
Right? You know, no, it doesn't. I don't think so. I don't think it works the next time.
Yeah, I mean, just the mechanism, right? How deep are these people plowing? Or how shallow are they?
Three Tvachim.
What?
Three Tvachim.
And how shallow are they burying? Three Tvachim is not a lot of, not a lot of material when you talk about it.
No.
It's a lot of material when you talk about replacing it.
Yeah. Or you can put stones down. The more so you can put, you can flagstone the area on stones which are strong enough that when you step in them, you're not going to be moving the ground underneath. Because otherwise, there's masa on the stone,
right?
And there's masa on the bone which is there, and it didn't solve anything.
Right, I'm back to the same problem.
Or you could ride an animal across the. It's not a chashash to soil. So the animal is strong, so that the person's weight doesn't generate any difference in the movement of the ground. So there's no masa on the. There's no riding the animal. There's no masa.
There's no masa good of the person.
Right. So it's not called the person as being no say.
So the animal may be, but the animal's
not a kapatum.
The animal's not a kapatum. It's also not money.
Right. So I'm saying the Arab, if it's too much oil, right, so the animal doesn't help you. But it's too much, over here, it's only too much maga or masa. There's no maga, obviously, and there's no masa either. If animal, the more so the animal's weak, then his weight is causing the ground to move. Then there's masa. But how do you know? So the animal's knees are shaking when he's riding on it. And the Mishnah says it's insane. The Mishnah dealt with all of that. More talks about that. Archivist of Narcher Zubazu. And the more says the same would be rape. It's like one guy's riding on somebody else's shoulders. They're very strong guys, so the guy on top is not really doing anything.